I've been broken, I've been lost, I've been stolen from my thoughts, and the magic sits inside, sleeping eyes that's open wide, through the thicket of my mind, burning bridges, broken lines, and the shadows of the past, meet the ghost of everlast, through the ravished moonlight, the end of the road, I'll embrace the burning sun as my soul grows old, gonna chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. Mama captivates the crowd with intentions oh so loud that she wants to be so good to the one she never could. And you do the best you can, though you can't please every man. And you fall into the spell, thinking life on earth is hell. And the forest in your mind getting cut down all the time. And the seas grow underground where the devil can be found. But I forgave him and moved on to burn madly till I die. And I'll chase the far-fetched lies, the unbearable designs, and the irritating wrath of the impossible path. Though I know it seems absurd, but I can't hear any words when you tell me that I can't be the one I know I am. And the bluebirds in the sky asking you to come and fly. And free and I have chose, leave the shadows of the ghost and chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. I've been broken, I've been lost, I've been stolen from my thoughts, and the magic sits inside, sleeping eyes that's open wide, through the thicket of my mind, burning bridges, broken lines, and the shadows of the past, meet the ghost of everlast, through the ravished moonlight, the end of the road, I'll embrace the burning sun as my soul grows old, gonna chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. And the bluebirds in the sky asking you to come and fly. And free and I have chose, leave the shadows of the ghost, chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die. Yeah, chase down my hopeless and burn madly till I die.
There's a little Ryan Flaherty for you there, and I actually have Ryan Flaherty in live today. And I also have, actually, I got a whole bunch of people crashing my show today. It's pretty cool. Ryan Flaherty's playing with Jenny Backstrom, so that's an exciting duo. And then I have Max Logue opening for them. So we got a whole lot of guests today. We're going to hear a little kind of jazz piano, bluesy jazz piano, and then some local blues after that. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Portsmouth Herald, your homepage, providing news and information for the greater Seacoast. You can get home delivery or ask a question at 888-736-4061 or on Seacoast Online. This is A Redhead Spins the Blues. I am Kim Sedlak, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours here on WSCA. Let me go through the weather real fast here, and then we will get into hearing some live music and chatting with my guests. Today, Memorial Day, is mostly sunny. You probably noticed that. The high is 69 today. There's a 50% chance of thunderstorms tonight, though. It's hard to tell that looking, but 50-50. Could go either way, but the low is only 56. Tuesday, tomorrow, drops slightly to a 40% chance of thunderstorms, high is 69 again. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, goes up to a 60% chance of thunderstorms. It could happen, and the low is 62. Wednesday, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Now, of course, that is a 60% chance of no thunderstorms. I like to be optimistic about these things. The high, however, is 80, so it's the hottest day this week, and that's this Wednesday. Wednesday night, there's a 20% chance, again, of thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night. Low is 58. Thursday, however, is supposed to be just like today, mostly sunny, even a little bit warmer at 73. Partly cloudy that night, low at 52. Friday, again, mostly sunny, and the high is 74. So those are the days you want to call in sick, probably Thursday and Friday. All right. Can you pull up my jingle here real fast? Now, this jingle that was made for me by Tony Santesi and Ryan Klingmeier of Tone and Friends, and it is the official Redhead Spins the Blues jingle. So it's not coming up right now. Sometimes I have a little technical difficulty with my jingle here. I think people are trying to pirate it, is why. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll pull that up a little bit later. Let us get into talking with Max Lowe. Okay, Max. You gotta lean all the way in, huh? I have him mic'd so he's like, he has to stretch his head all the way across the studio to talk to his mic. All right, there you go. Scream. All right, where are you from?
From Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh, here we go. There we go. Try that. So you were born and raised here?
Yep.
All right. Oh, actually, that is the... There we go. Okay, little technical difficulty clearing that up. We've got everything untangled. So great. Are you in school here still?
I went to Portsmouth High School, and then I went up and did a year up at USM in Durham, mm-hmm. Maine, in Portland, mm-hmm. and now I'm over at UNH.
So you're a real local. I love it. I like to get talent in, but I really love getting very local talent in. I like to blow people away with what their neighbors can do that they haven't heard yet, you know, when they're out buying all the stuff that's advertised from far away. It's kind of cool. We have some great local talent. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of good music.
Musicians around here.
Going around.
Yeah.
Right
Did now. You have good teachers in this area?
Yeah, I took piano lessons from the age of 6 up until about 18 from John Heath.
You need to just scream, man. You're so quiet.
On Woodbury Avenue.
Yeah.
And then I took guitar lessons over at the Portsmouth Music and Arts Center from Chris Wiseman and Brian Pillow.
All right. Well, that's a shout-out to them. And let's dedicate... This is an original song, and it's called USM Blues. It doesn't get much more local than that.
Yeah.
This is Max Logue live. Thank you. so good that you actually, I mean, it doesn't even sound like it's live. It's so polished. You're a very talented dude there.
Thank you.
This is Max Logue we're talking to. It's L-O-G-U-E. Did I spell that correctly? And so he is a local, and are you playing gigs out now? Can people call and book you directly?
You can call me or email me, I guess. I get a lot of my gigs through Cousin Richard Entertainment over on Hanover Street.
So if you're interested...
I do play in the area. I played at Rudy's in downtown Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah. That's a great gig. It's kind of chill.
I'm playing at the Sheraton on July 26th for a Chief Mahoney benefit.
Oh, excellent. That's a really great benefit. What time is it?
It's 7 to 9, July 26th at the Sheraton Harborside.
It's just donated cover charge just by donation?
I'm not really sure
what we're doing for that. So, he's represented by Cousin Richard, which is C-U-Z-I-N, Richard, and that is our own local Max Logue. What would you say your influences are as a musician? And by influences, it doesn't have to be something that we hear in your music. It can just be anything that influences you as an artist.
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of jazz and blues.
You're so quiet, I've completely lost you. There you go, just scream.
When I was growing up, I listened to a lot of jazz and blues. You know, I listened to a lot of Bill Evans and Herbie Hancock. I would go to shows, see, like, Buddy Guy.
Wow, you've seen Buddy Guy. I play him when I DJ on this. Where did you see him live?
I saw him twice over at the Hampton Beach Casino Bar. One time he was opening for George Thorogood.
But that was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. And you were how old when you were doing this?
I think the first time I was 15, and then the next time I saw him, I was either 16 or 17.
Oh, excellent. Excellent taste, really young. All right. Well, let's get into, we got a lot of live music here from Max, and some of it is actually not even recorded. It's like debuting, really. What about Perdido? This is a cover from who?
Who? I forget right now.
This is like a traditional jazz standard.
Yeah.
Here you get Max live with Perdido. We're live with Max Logue. It's L-O-G-U-E. And his local, he's kind of jazz, but, you know, I sneak in local talent sometimes, even though it's not blues. I just can't help myself. It's all right, isn't it, Max?
Yeah.
It's all good. All right. Yeah, tell me how you got started. I mean, how did you start playing?
We had a piano in my house, and I just wanted to learn. So I think my mom called the elementary school Dondero, asked the music teacher to recommend someone for lessons, and she recommended John Heath up on Woodbury Avenue. So I started out with him, and I just really liked it from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And around middle school, I started to get into jazz and blues and improvising and all that stuff. And I was in the jazz band at the middle school. And then in high school, I started guitar with Chris Wiseman and then Brian Kilow, and they both introduced me to all different sorts of jazz. And then I decided that's what I wanted to do. So I'm going to college now for music performance.
At Berkeley?
No, I'm over at UNH.
Oh, excellent.
So.
There you go. Yeah, that's great. You found it so early in life. All right, let's hear, this is another, okay, we want to talk about this. How did you choose this? This is Lubasa.
That was actually one of the first jazz tunes I learned on guitar, and I've been playing it for a long time.
So you've played this one pretty much every gig?
I don't play it at every gig, but I've just been playing it a long time. I really like the tune.
Excellent. Here, let me slip this in right before we get into it. I finally pulled up. Have you ever heard my jingle? Do you want to hear it, Max?
I'd love to hear it.
You'd love to hear it. I know you would. It's a lot of harmonica. It's pretty cool. This is Ryan Klingmeyer of Baltimore and Tony Santesi. I try and play it at the beginning, but I can't always find it. This is the official Red Hot Spins the Blues jingle.
WSCA. Kim said live from 1 to 3 p.m. every Monday. Red Hot Spins the Blues.
What do you think?
Very nice.
Yeah, and you're going to be covering that now, aren't you? You can if you want. It's all right. I'll sell you the rights. All right. Let's get into some Lubasa. This is Max Logue of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, our own talented jazz pianist with Lubasa.
Thank you.
such a stylish ending, doesn't it?
Thank you.
All right. We're taking a little different turn today on a Redhead Spins of Blues. We got some jazz keyboard going on. And usually you play jazz piano, right? You just couldn't carry the piano to my show, obviously.
Right.
What kind of piano do you have at home?
I have an old Wurlitzer. I'm not really sure how old it is. It was handed down.
Oh, that's really cool.
Through family relatives? Members. I'm not sure how it got to us. Someone, I think a relative, gave it to us.
It's like an old-fashioned wooden upright piano?
Yeah, it's an upright.
Like a player piano?
Not a player piano.
Just with little doors?
And yep.
Wow, this old-fashioned one. When you play out at Rudy's, what do they have over there?
I think they have a Kawai or a Yamaha.
Which is like a large flat. That's the kind that you can lay across if you're a jazz singer, right? It's a long flat one.
Yeah, they have a baby grand.
Okay.
And
you gotta have that if you're a bar. You gotta, yeah.
Right.
Unless
you're
like a saloon in the West, and then you can have this upright one.
Yeah.
And like the swinging doors.
Right.
Those things go together. Okay. All right, we got Max Logue here, and you can call in if you're a friend of Max's, or if you're a total stranger who's just become a fan, or a longtime fan, and you go to his gigs and hear him play. And I know those of you who are into jazz piano are starved for jazz piano talent in this area. We do get a lot of great touring stuff every now and then, but for somebody who lives here year-round, we have Max Logue. And you can call in and just say you're enjoying the music, ask a question. You don't have to have anything earth-shattering to say. Say hello to Max. I'll put you right in the soundboard. We're at 603-430-9722. It's 603-430-9722. Give us a call, and I'm sure Max would love to hear from you. All right, let's get into some Autumn Leaves. You're live with Max Logue. is Max Logue live. And again, we are here at 603-430-9722 if you want to call in and say hello to Max. You're just tickling that keyboard, Max. It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very good stuff. I'm going to ask you, I ask this to everyone because it just entertains me, the answers do. What was your first favorite song that you can remember being totally infatuated with as a toddler or small child? It could be anything. It could be a commercial jingle, a children's song. I have a feeling in your case it might be an actual song.
I think it was St. James Infirmary Blues.
Wow. Where did you hear that? Your parents must be music connoisseurs.
My parents had these Betty Boop VHS, and there was one of them, they had that song, and I remember hearing it and really liking it.
Wow. How old were you, roughly?
I think it was under 10.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not sure the exact age.
That's great. Something cultural evolved from Betty Boop. I love it. Are you a Betty Boop fan?
I don't know.
Not especially.
I haven't watched too much of it.
Hey, I love your battered old playbook, too. I'm sitting here across from Max's old duct tape battered playbook, and I can tell you just beat the heck out of that. And that's what I like. I like to see beat up instruments, beat up playlists, beat up songbooks. How long have you had that?
I think I got this when I was 15, so about 4 or 5 years.
Are you that young? Good
yeah.
for you. Good for you. Where have you played besides Portsmouth so far?
I played up at the Wild Blueberry in Ogunquit, Maine last summer. I played over at Wright Farm last summer. I'm playing there again at the end of August.
Is that an outdoor gig?
Yeah, it's up under a tent. It's at the cookout they have
excellent.
Every year.
That's excellent.
That's another gig through Cousin Richard.
Right. Good for him. Yeah, it's not very common that you see outdoor piano gigs, actually. Sometimes at weddings, but really not a lot of them. So that's pretty cool.
Well, that one's, that's probably not going to be solo. That's with my friend Jake Ferguson, mm-hmm. plays saxophone.
Okay.
And we're still deciding whether or not to do a full group or do a duo again.
Mm-hmm. Do you play anything besides piano, keyboard?
I play guitar.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there anything that we're hearing today that's actually a guitar song that you're playing on keyboard?
Well, the Blue Bossa I did earlier, mm-hmm. I learned on guitar first. I learned it on piano probably a year or two ago mm-hmm. for the first time.
All right. What about Blue Monk? Who does it?
That's a Thelonious Monk song.
Oh. I guess that would make sense, yeah.
it's a blues
yeah.
because of the name.
Yeah. Finally, some blues. You did this just for me, right?
Yeah.
All right, I get a blues song here. This is Max Logue live with Blue Monk.
Thank you.
audience of one today, otherwise it would be much louder. But that is Max Loge live. And if you're just tuning in now and you want to hear more of his music that you may have missed, this show will be on iTunes under Redhead Spinsa Blues, which they mash it together. So it's Airhead Spinsa Blues, spelled A-R-E. A-R-E-D, you know, H-E-A-D, the blues. And you can also pull it up on Podomatic, Podomatic.com. There's a podcast there. It'll be on Facebook. You don't even have to friend me to listen to it. It's under Kim Sedla. You just click it on my page. And you can scroll around and hear more of his music. If you have to miss the last part of the show, you can catch it there. And you can also catch it, if you need yet another place, at WSCAFM.org, which has all kinds of our station stuff, and it's under the hourly. So that's another interesting place to check out. All right, Max. Max, what's your dream tour?
My dream tour?
Yeah, go crazy.
I think maybe Europe.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Europe.
Yeah. Anywhere specific? All over Europe. There's a great fan base there. I mean, the fans go wild for music in Europe.
Right.
I really feel like America's very reserved in terms of, like,
yeah,
you know, compared to Europe. Anyway.
Europe's definitely.
Oh, my God. They're, like, diehard fans. People, like, following you around the country. Yeah. It'd be crazy. I'd like to see Italy. What about Italy?
Italy would be nice.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the jazz scene is like there.
Right.
I assume it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Most parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what would be the European place for jazz?
Because
it's American, so it's America. You're in the right place.
Right. I heard France, there's a lot of good jazz.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All right. So France. And then what about the rest of it? Are you in hotels? Are you in a tent? Are you in a wagon? Are you in a limo?
I guess hotel.
Who would you tour with?
I don't know who's ever down to do it, I guess.
Oh, you're so easygoing. Look at that humility. Max, you're so humble and down to earth. You really are. All right, let's get into Misty. This is Max Loge live with Misty. I didn't give him enough flipping around time. I tend to do that. Who is this originally from?
This is an Errol Gardner piece. I get asked to do this at, like, almost every gig.
Really?
Yeah, because it was in that movie, Misty, in the early 70s with Clint Eastwood.
Isn't that how it is? As soon as they put a song in a movie, all of a sudden everybody is
right.
That's a good song, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clap at jazz piano concerts, because they should. I mean, at rock and roll concerts, you have people going crazy. Do you have that? It's like a more mellow crowd, the whole jazz piano scene, but I feel like you deserve it, Max. You deserve a screaming fan base. If you want to call in and scream for Max, too, we are at 603-430-9722. You can just call in and say hello if you're a pal of Max's or a total stranger and you just want to say you're appreciating the music. We are here at 603-430-9722. I got Max for another 15 minutes, so if you've been checking out, you might want to try it soon. And what do you think of that, Max? You got people out there listening?
I don't know. I mean, I put it out on, like, Facebook.
Yeah, you know. You got people out there listening. It will be also on Facebook. I'm going to smack it on your page, too, so people can get the podcast right
off. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you this, since you're a local yokel and grew up here. What do you think some of the strengths of our local music scene are?
It's a lot of diversity, I guess. A lot of different styles.
We really do for our size,
yeah,
don't we?
Everybody's got their own thing going.
Yeah. That could be a strength or a weakness, but yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it all sounds good. So.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of talent in each genre. This is true. You're lucky to be from here as a musician, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good place. Are you moving? So you're at UNH now, and then after that, will you stay in the area and play?
I haven't really thought about it. I mean, I could look at grad school. I could move somewhere. I don't know.
Grad school for music? Do people do that?
Yeah. There's a...
Like, why?
Why?
Yeah. I mean, is it something that you do, like, if you want to teach music at a college level, or is it just something where...
Yeah, a lot of the teachers and your professors have doctorates, actually.
Yeah. And the reason I ask that is just with things in the arts, I wonder what the difference between, like, a master's and just, like, gritty studio training is. You know, just, like, other people in it who you just wander into their studio and play with and study with and jam with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Money-wise, there's a big difference. This is why I ask.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, you get more professional level of teaching, you think? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, there's some schools with fairly large graduate programs, like New England Conservatory down in Boston.
Yeah, NAC, yeah. They have a lot of youth programs, too, though. They do, like, camps. They do other stuff where you can get, like, seminars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried both? Have you tried other... have you tried informal education as well? Or?
What do you mean by informal?
Do you have any teachers who are not associated with a school?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was in elementary through high school, mm-hmm. all my teachers, I took private lessons from over at PMAC. And
Little PMAC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to pass that all the time and wonder what that was. A lot goes on in that tiny little building. Yep, that is in Portsmouth over near... What street is that on? It's near that pet grooming place. that little street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over near Hannaford.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to get rehearsal space there once. They got a lot going on. That's how I know. Get anything over there. All right. So, that's cool. You're also a product of PMAC. I bet they are proud. They're probably listening too. Hello, PMAC. All right. This is, I was going to say we could do this song for your dad, but we actually have enough time to fit in more of your stuff. And I'm thinking maybe if you want to end with that, we could do I Remember Clifford right now. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. We are live with Max Logue. This is I Remember Clifford. Thank you. There's Max Logue live. Max Logue of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'm proud to say. Do you like rockin' songs sometimes just to bust out? Do you do any kind of like blues scale kind of songs?
Yeah, I mean,
for events.
Yes. When I was at UNH towards the end of the year, I had a couple rock gigs that used a lot of that type of. Mm-hmm. Bluesy, blues rock type stuff.
Was it you in a band or just?
I was filling in. They needed someone to play keyboard and have some bass going.
Mm-hmm.
It was the band Slidewalk.
Oh, that's a cool name. I haven't heard of them, but I'll Google that. But that's cool. So you can play all different types of music. You choose this. This is like your home base.
Yeah, it's really challenging. It's fun to do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me see how much, I don't know if I can squeeze anymore, so we better get this one in for your dad. Your dad is a loyal roadie. I watched him come in and help you out a lot. He's a very dedicated, pretty awesome dad. What do you think?
Yeah, he helps out a lot. He just driven me to a few gigs and helps me carry all my stuff. And, helped with paying for lessons at school and all that.
Yeah. All right, so this is why you play the song. The song's actually called Song for My Father. What's the original artist for this?
Horace Silver.
Oh, yeah. And actually, if you're listening, Dad, give us a call and we'll put you in the soundboard and I can say a few parting words. Embarrass your son, whatever you want. We're at 603-430-9722. This song is for you, Max Logue's dad. This is Max Logue live.
Thank you.
your audience has grown here. So we've got Ryan Flaherty and Jenny Backstrom in the studio, and they will be up next with some live music. We've been hearing from Max Logue. Thank you so much for coming in, Max.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I'm hoping you'll be back June 11th, maybe from 1 to 2, open for an act on that day. So hopefully you'll be back. We'll talk about it, but I'd like to see you back in. All right, and again, you can reach Max Logue through Cousin Richard Entertainment, and you can catch the rest of his music on the show on iTunes, Podomatic, Facebook, or on WSEAFM.org. He sounded great. All right, yeah, it is 2 minutes to the hour. It is 1:58 p.m. You're listening to WSEA LP. We are 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Kim Sedlak with The Redhead Spins the Blues. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by Pro Portsmouth, celebrating 35 years of producing community events in the heart of the city. Visit online at proportsmouth.org. We also get support from the Press Room, featuring live blues, jazz, folk, R&B, Latin jazz, and more Monday through Sunday, along with appetizers, sandwiches, and entrees at 77 Daniel Street. Schedules at pressroomnh.com. All right, I'm just going to recap the weather here for you real fast, and then we're going to get into some live music and live chatting with Ryan Flaherty and Jenny Backstrom, or Jenny Backstrom and Ryan Flaherty. I don't know how they do that. All right, today, Memorial Day, is sunny. You may have noticed that. The high is 69 today. Tonight, oh, this has changed since the last time I've read it. Tonight, there is a 40% chance. They changed it from thunderstorms to heavy rain. So now it's a 40% chance of heavy rain without the whole thunder and lightning thing, I guess. Low is 58 degrees. Tuesday, tomorrow, there is a 40% chance of thunderstorms. So that's still a 60% chance of no thunderstorms.